Wow, just so excited over the Saints. So excited. The Saints are so victorious. So, although this is the sixth year in a row the Saints have won their opening game, for some reason that just totally escaped me. But the Saints just trounced the Carolina Panthers yesterday, 47-10. And, I mean, it was so exciting. I mean, the Saints started out strong. They stayed strong. You know, there were a few lulls where they had to settle for field goals, but they stayed really strong. And I love the touchdown and then the field goal and then touchdown. And, wow, it was exciting to see the Saints kind of pour it on. But, again, I caution you, the Saints did this against a team that's not very good. And Bryce Young, as I said, he might have been great with Alabama, but he wasn't so great yesterday, and there were times that he missed wide-open receivers. All right, so there's a big debate tomorrow night between Trump and Harris. I'm sure you've heard about this, but suddenly we can't even focus too much on the Saints' victory. We can't focus too much on the debate tomorrow. Can't focus too much on politics. Can't say that I'm sorry about that. It's nice to have the break, but we're focusing on this storm. But there's a lot going on, so we're going to at least mention all of these things going on this afternoon. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okanard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Sean O'Neill is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service and joins us on WWL. Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? Sorry to damper the mood from the Saints win yesterday, but unfortunately...
Yeah, I mean, I woke up this morning and all of a sudden the storm is heading in our direction. This was kind of unexpected, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had some ideas that something was going to try to develop. The models had started to kind of hone in on something the other day. This is kind of all associated with the system that moved through and brought us some rainfall over the last couple of days previous to this. So not completely unexpected. It's September. It's the Gulf. It's actually tomorrow is the climatological peak of hurricane season. So can't be too surprised that something did develop.
Yeah, but most people really weren't focusing on this. And we're used to having days of tracking something that might head in this direction. Here, all of a sudden, something develops and it is heading in our direction and we don't have a lot of time to get ready.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing we're trying to hit on while we're this morning, the system is still kind of was still kind of broad. They were trying to close off the low, which they were able to do, and that's why we were able to name a tropical storm Francine. But we've got to immediately. This is like you said, it's immediate preparation time. So today and tomorrow is all you have. So it's time to get going. Everybody in our area should be familiar, should know what to do. It's time to put those plans into action.
Sean, when do you think Francine might become a hurricane?
Right now, it's looking like probably tomorrow. Still going to take some time here today to continue to organize. It's still not impressively organized, even though there's a lot of thunderstorm and convection activity going on around the center right now. Still going to take some time for it to get completely developed as a tropical system, and probably tomorrow, and we'll start to see some more, unfortunately, some more in the way of strengthening.
So the Gulf waters are warm. There's no shear. There's really nothing to get in the way of this becoming a hurricane.
Unfortunately not.
And at this point, hoping for a minimal Cat 1?
Yeah, that's the expectation at landfall. Of course, we always tell people to prepare for one category above, so we would like to see everybody start making your preparations for what you would do for a Category 2 hurricane, and hope for the best. That's all we can do at this point. I mean, everything is pinpointing a Louisiana landfall, so we've got to get ready for that.
And it looks as if the greater New Orleans area is going to be to the east of the storm itself, which would put us closest to the strongest part of the storm.
Absolutely. And on the current track right now, our forecast area includes Baton Rouge as well. So if you almost look at maybe I-55 as kind of a dividing point, if you're west of I-55, you're going to have, probably hurricane force conditions. If you're east of I-55 in metro area, New Orleans, Slidell, that area would probably be more tropical storm force conditions. But again, those things can change. It's still a fluid situation as far as the center developing and exactly where it's going to make landfall.
So based on what you're seeing right now, Sean, Baton Rouge may have worse conditions than New Orleans because it's west of I-55.
That's correct. That's correct. As of right now, on this forecast track, Baton Rouge will be closer to the center as it passes.
And so New Orleans at this point, east of I-55, would get more strong tropical storm conditions.
That's correct.
Okay. There were two centers earlier today. Is that something that the hurricane trackers have found no longer exists?
Yeah, it's at this point, it's more of just a broad, elongated area of center of circulation. So that's, again, that's what we're looking for today, for that to continue to consolidate. We're probably not going to see a lot in the way of strengthening until that happens. But, you know, unfortunately, we are expecting that to happen tonight or early tomorrow morning.
You know, I remember early in biology class, you know, this reminds me of a picture of an amoeba.
Yeah, it's not, you know, on satellite, it looks really good. It, you know, it definitely has that look to it. But if you look down deep, the center itself, again, is still trying to get itself together. Just, you know, just 3-4 hours ago, it still hadn't closed off. So it's still really young in its life cycle.
Well, hopefully it doesn't develop any more than it has to before it hits the coast. And once it hits the coast, it's not going to develop further. It will obviously, you know, dissipate with the friction of the land.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the one good thing, you know, as far as the track is concerned, is that this is not going to be a stalling type storm. This one, it's going to move. So, you know, hopefully we can get it in and out as quick as possible.
Sean, can you predict the rainfall expected in the New Orleans area? Can you predict that in terms of inches at this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's looking like most of the area is going to see at least probably on the order of like 4 to 6 inches of rain. It's really difficult to pinpoint that at this point just because of the track. You know, a small difference in the track can make a huge difference in that rainfall amount. But again, it is going to be progressive. It's going to be moving from basically Wednesday evening, it'll be at the coast, and by Thursday morning, it'll be up around Jackson, Mississippi. So it will be moving, so at least we have that going for us as far as rainfall amounts. They should be, you know, not as bad as they could be if you have one of these stalling type systems.
Okay. And what's the speed of the track right now?
It's moving really slow right now, about 4 or 5 miles per hour, but it is going to speed up as it makes its approach to the coast.
What will cause it to speed up?
It's kind of going to be stuck in between two weather systems. There's a trough moving down from Texas, and then there's some slight ridging or high pressure in the eastern Gulf. It's going to kind of get caught between those two things, and it's going to help propel it on its way.
All right, Sean, you guys do a great job. Thanks for the update. Sean O'Neill, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Thanks for being with us on WWL.
No problem. Everybody stay safe.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so you heard the latest update from the National Weather Service, and I would think that at this point right now, that's kind of positive news for New Orleans, not positive news for Baton Rouge. And it's really interesting that Baton Rouge might have worse conditions than New Orleans, because when it comes to hurricanes, I think that's really rare, if not almost unheard of. But I guess it's because of this particular track of this storm coming from the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, heading on a northeast track as opposed to a north track or a northwest track, which is the more traditional tracks of these storms. And we may, if we're west of, we're east of I-55, anybody west of I-55 will get the worst of it. In New Orleans, we might get strong tropical storm weather, which would be good for us, not good for areas that were hard hit by Ida. And remember, was it Hurricane Isaac a few years ago that just really hit St. John the Baptist Parish and St. Charles Parish, really hit this area really hard. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. So we're going to talk about a few other things, including the Saints' victory yesterday, the LSU victory. Tulane had a tough loss against Kansas State, the debate, the detainment and handcuffing of Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tariq Hill, and then Angel Reese saying that some of the criticism and harassment that she's getting from Caitlin Collins, from Caitlin Clark fans, seems to be rooted in racism. Really, really sad if that's true. So we'll touch on a few of those things, but we're mainly focusing on this storm right now. Ian's got some text messages for us.
Here's a text that says, "You guys are reporting there's a panic rush at the local gas stations and grocery stores. People are in a panic over a Category 1 hurricane. Do you think they might be overreacting a little bit?"
Well, I don't know if there's a panic. There were some people, there's somebody who might have mentioned that word on the air, but I don't think we've been
out here reporting that people are panicking. Yeah.
But you know, this is the kind of person who might have a truck and they might drive through wakes really fast when it rains.
On.
I mean, that's the kind of person, like, okay, well, you know, so, okay. You know, getting excited, some people may interpret that as a panic. I don't know that that's a panic, but, you know, this is a big surprise. And a lot of people were not prepared in terms of some things. You know, you can prepare in some ways, but in terms of having gas in your car, there's no way you could have planned in advance to have gas in your car for this thing, because only serious weather watchers would have even known about the possibility that this was going to develop the way it did. And I, like many of you, woke up this morning and all of a sudden there's a storm heading right in this direction. At first I thought I was dreaming and it wasn't really true, but it is true. So I don't know that there's a real panic out there. I think there's a lot of excitement. But if there is panic and you want to report that, please do. We're still looking for, you know, reports on the grocery aisles, the grocery checkout lines, and also the gas stations.
Yeah, let's just be clear. I think if people are moving quickly and with a sense of urgency, that doesn't mean they're panicking. And right. the timeline for what's happening here is, I think, shorter than we would like. You know, right. it's not like we have until Thursday or Friday right. to wonder what to do. Like, if your preparation level this morning is zero, you got, you know, yeah. maybe 36 more hours.
But you know,
maybe.
I get the impression I get the impression that there's, you know, some tough guy going, "Oh man, y'all panicking over category one." Let me tell you something. Okay. If a category one hits your house right, you're done, dude.
Yeah, man.
A category one could hit your home in the right way, or maybe a tornado could be spawned out of that category one, and your home would be destroyed. So don't act so cocky in the face of a category one storm.
Here's a text that says, "Hey, avoid the crowds by using Instacart. I ordered this morning, and I scheduled the delivery. It was easy and stress-free."
Hey, that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're an Instacart driver, yeah, it's probably a banner time for you. Here's a text that says, "Do remind everyone, be nice to the people that show up to work at these retail establishments. Yes. It's already getting rude with customers now."
Yeah, let's not let that happen. Yeah, don't let that happen.
Yeah, here's one that says, "Hey, I just went to the Walmart on Jefferson Highway and people are acting like fools. They're cutting in front of people in a panic, getting water and toilet paper and junk food. No carts. The parking lot was full of jerks, too. Calm down, people. Please be polite."
Yeah, and you know, God, I hate to say some of the things that I want to say, so I'm not going to say it.
What is it?
Because I don't want to hate myself. Mm. But there are certain types who get into a panic. Don't panic over this. You know, there is no... Look, you know, be vigilant. And you can get excited about it, not in terms of like, "Oh my God, this is exciting," but you can get excited in terms of, you know, you got to get this done. But I mean, don't panic. Don't start, you know, pushing people out of the way of toilet paper and stuff. And I mean, I never thought of toilet paper as being one of those items that you needed to stock up on. I would hope that you've always got a pretty good supply of toilet paper in your house.
Yeah, I would think we had learned that lesson by now. You should, your attic or your or whatever you got should just be wall to wall, floor to ceiling, just like a toilet paper fortress up there.
Right.
You know, when society has collapsed and we're all picking through the rubble of civilization, they should get to your house and find 5,000 rolls of toilet paper. That's
exactly
the level of preparation you need. I'll leave you with this one. This text says, "You know, this storm could be bigger than a category one, and it's safer to be ready."
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I mean, I agree because that's what they're saying. I mean, the people who know better say that this could be even stronger than a category one. So, you know, Mr. Tough Guy who's back there going, "Well, I can't believe people are panicking over a cat one." You know, don't act like you're so tough. Because a Cat 1 can be serious. And you know what? If you don't want to take a Cat 1 seriously, you don't have to. This is America. You have a choice. If you want to join us with your comments, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right, Coleman is calling into the show. Coleman, you have some information for us?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm hearing all the texts about people going, "Wow, that must be a huge thing," because here on the West Bank, I just left the Winn-Dixie on the West Bank Expressway in Marrero, and everything was pretty moderate and chill. The lines were pretty long. It wasn't like extremely long where everybody was, like, rushing or they felt. It was moderately long. As far as the shelves go, they were stacked. They were really shelved. They were really, you know, packed, but it was all, you know, like a secondary item. So if you're going for, like, the main high-priced name brand stuff, you didn't have to, like, curb your expectations and just go with the secondary brands. But, you know, you just kind of survive a few days without electricity at the, you know, at the league. So it's not that bad. And the thing that surprised me the most is that the longest lines are in the self-checkout lines and not the regular cashier line. You think that the regular cashiers would be longer, but it wasn't. It was the self-checkout line that was longer. And nobody's going for the Halloween candy because right when you walk in, there's this big Halloween display. And I'm thinking, you want some calories, some sugar, bite-sized, you know, go for the Halloween, stock up on the Halloween candy, like right there.
There you go. And Coleman, let's talk about, I'm sure you're familiar with the liquor department.
How's the beer, Coleman?
Well, fortunately for me, I didn't have to check because my home is already stocked.
Dude, that's my guy. They say to be prepared. They say at the beginning, they say June 1st, be hurricane ready. Coleman, you're an inspiration to us all.
All right, but I just wanted to give my report. You guys have a good day.
All right, Coleman. Not surprising that Coleman is stocked up on beer. All right.
Nailed it.
Or Jack Daniels. If you want to join us, the Okanard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We'll come back with more of your calls and more of your comments. And also, ahead of the debate, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, tomorrow ahead of that debate, there's a lot of talk about the top issue, and we'll talk about what that top issue is. We'll be right back. I'm Scoot on the Air. It is indeed a Manic Monday on WWL. It was so exciting to hear this song played yesterday in the Dome when the Saints scored, and they scored a few times, man. It was exciting. I love seeing the faces on the fans in the stands when the Saints would score again and again and again, and the defense would stop the Panthers. Look, it was a fun afternoon in the Dome. And I forgot which channel I was watching, but I was watching one of the networks, and they made a point of saying, yeah, and one of the highlights this weekend was the Saints scored 47 points. And remember, like, this is the debut of the new offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak's offense. And I was impressed. And, you know, not being like a football analyst by trade, I noticed some rather rapid developing plays that I thought were really cool. Now, as the season goes on, other teams are going to pick up on that. But, you know, you can't take anything away from that win yesterday. It was awesome. I'm Scoot on the Air. It is indeed a Manic Monday. We are keeping our eyes on Tropical Storm Francine, expected to become a hurricane tomorrow, expected to be a minimal hurricane when it reaches the coast of Louisiana Wednesday evening, but we'll start to feel the effects tomorrow night. A few scattered showers expected today, and then more tomorrow, and then we'll start to feel the beginning of that tomorrow evening. Right now, the worst of the storm is going to be to the west of I-55. So based on where you are, you know, you can maybe sigh a sigh of relief, although it's still, you know, if you're kind of close to I-55, like the New Orleans area, for example, you have to be very vigilant. But look, I want to take a moment to talk about something that's coming up in the future, and it's this new festival that is like going to be an incredible fest. You know, now we have a lot of fests here, but this one is a new fest, and it looks like it's going to be awesome. It's the Credit Union Fest, and Shelley Sanders is representing the Credit Union Fest. She joins us in our studio. Shelley, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. So, I mean, a lot going on, but I'm good. So this is a free event. The Credit Union Fest is at Lafreniere Park. Music, food trucks, art market, kid area, and a lot more. It's September 14th at Lafreniere Park.
It is at September 14th at 1 o'clock, and we're going to have bands, a DJ. We'll have Sugar Shaker and Flow Tribe that will be performing. Free carousel for the kids, along with another play area that they'll be able to take advantage of. Food trucks. We'll have a contest for the best food truck that everyone will be able to participate and vote for. And that food truck will win $10,000 from the credit unions that came together to put this festival on. And the main reason that we're doing this is because we want to thank our members for having their banking needs handled by credit unions.
So credit unions, you know, some people are not involved in credit. A lot of people are not involved in credit unions. But can average citizens do business with credit unions?
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of credit unions in this area, and I feel like they're the best kept secret. Anyone can join a credit union based on the fact if for it's New Orleans, they live, work, worship in New Orleans. There's all sorts of ways that the community can become a member of a credit union. we offer HELOCs, we offer mortgages, we offer checking accounts. So anything that you can do at a bank, you can do at a credit union. The difference is that we are not-for-profit cooperative. So we offer our members better rates, better terms, better products.
A not-for-profit cooperative.
Yep.
Yeah, and a lot of people may not understand the concept of a credit union, and maybe I'm one of them, but I don't really need to know that. All I need to know is that when you see a credit union or when you hear a credit union commercial, you can do business with a credit union even if you're not part of the credit union. I mean, that's big news for a lot of people.
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of new members that are joining credit unions as we all work together to get the word out about what credit unions are and what we can do for the community.
So with the credit union, there might be a credit union near somebody, and maybe somebody's not completely happy with their banking, and they could go to a credit union, and maybe they would be happier.
Absolutely. We have a lot of people who come to us that can't get approved for various types of personal loans because maybe they're credit challenged and their bank won't give them loans, whether it be for personal reasons or for auto loans. And so credit unions are willing to take chances on our members.
See, that's really big news because there are a lot of people listening who may have come very close to getting a loan, but they didn't quite get it with their bank. So instead of going to a bank, you could go to a credit union, and there's a chance that you might get a loan with a credit union. What, for example, what if you wanted to buy a car and the dealership couldn't work out a loan for you? You might be able to go to a credit union and get that loan?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's part of the appeal of credit unions is that we're willing to take those chances on members. As long as they show that they're willing to make these payments, we're willing to give people a second chance, whether it's a second chance on a checking account or a second chance on establishing or reestablishing their credit.
So this Credit Union Fest is recognition of all the credit unions in the greater New Orleans area coming together and putting on this fest.
Absolutely. So credit unions are very cooperative in nature. So for example, if you have an account with my credit union, you can go to several other credit unions closer to maybe where you live, and you can access your account at my credit union with other credit unions. So that's a part of, you can't do that with a bank.
Okay.
And so that's something that else that makes credit unions special.
So because credit unions are a cooperative, it gives them the opportunity to take a chance and maybe give somebody a loan when they couldn't get a loan somewhere else.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so like this is big news because I know a lot of people listening, they might have been turned down, or they might even be afraid. They might even be afraid to go to their bank. They think their credit's not great, and a credit union might be a better chance to get that loan. Is there a website that people can go to find the credit union closest to them?
Yes, there is. And basically, you can just go Google credit union and it'll show you all the credit unions nearest in your vicinity.
Really? So just Google credit union and the ones closest to you will pop up in that area?
Yes, they will.
Okay.
And so that's what this Credit Union Fest is about. It is just about giving back to our community, giving back to the members that already have accounts with us, and spreading the word about credit unions. So we want everyone in the community to come out and enjoy this festival with everything that's, you know, the food trucks, the arts, the crafts, everything that we are offering out to the members at Lafreniere Park on Saturday.
Shelley, I've learned a lot. I mean, I see the name credit union and I think that, this is with, you know, one industry is involved in this credit union, but it's not relegated to one industry.
Not at all. That's a misconception because years ago, that is how it was established for certain businesses. But now businesses can join all the various credit unions, open it up to their employees. But anyone on the street can go into a credit union and become a member.
So if you have had difficulty getting a loan with a bank, if you have maybe gone to a dealership and couldn't get a loan for a car, maybe go to a credit union. Or if you're afraid of your credit. In fact, if somebody has credit that's not great and then they get a loan to a credit union, that would help them establish good credit.
Absolutely.
So you're not a bad person if you have bad credit. It's just that some things happened and you didn't stay on top of things. And so getting a loan with a credit union might be the best thing you can do for your credit.
We've all been there. We've all experienced not having the best of credit. Happened to me after Katrina, and I've worked in financial institutions since I was 19 years old.
Wow.
So it does take a while to reestablish that credit, but my credit union helped me to do that.
But we're also talking about the Credit Union Fest, which is September 14th, Lafreniere Park. And there's going to be a food truck challenge, a competition, and the winning food truck gets $10,000. So are you inviting just different food trucks to come out, or do you already have the limit of food trucks?
We've got the limit of food trucks.
Okay.
If anyone is listening to this and they do want to become a participant, they can go to creditunionfest.com and try to see if we can accommodate their truck. And then the other thing that we want to mention is that there is a huge concert coming up in October.
Yes.
We can't mention the name of that, but it is a huge concert. And we are having a drawing for free tickets to this concert that every young girl would probably love to be able to attend.
Not every young girl, but not only young girls, but a lot of older people. And
that is true.
You know, this is a person who has gotten a lot of publicity. She has a boyfriend in the NFL, and we can't mention her name, but I think you all know she's going to be here in October, and it's an opportunity to win tickets to her concert. Although we can't mention her name. Also, if you're a credit union member, you will have a green wristband, which gives you $10 off the food truck selection, one free non-alcoholic beverage, and a chance to vote for a fan favorite.
That is correct.
Okay.
We're excited.
Yeah. Have we missed anything here? I mean, I'm amazed at what I've learned about credit unions here, Shelley.
Well, I'm glad that I could educate you on that, and that is the whole purpose. We want to educate the entire community on credit unions. I was told a couple of years ago that New Orleans is a banking town. We are working together as credit unions to change that perception.
Well, we've seen banks. I've seen banks that I grew up with that I thought were really, really solid banks, and those banks no longer even have their same name. Banks have been changed. Traditional, iconic banks in New Orleans have changed. They've been bought out. Other banks have fallen by the wayside. Banks have been taken over. So I don't know. For some reason, banks don't always seem to be as secure as maybe they have projected in terms of their image. So credit unions might be the way for a lot of people to go. And again, I remind you that if you're concerned about your credit, I'm just learning this, that credit unions are open to you. They're open to everybody. And you can just Google credit unions, and the credit unions closest to you are going to pop up there. I don't know, you might want to start doing your banking with a credit union. And obviously, if you do banking with a credit union, you would have a better chance of getting a loan approved.
Absolutely. Relationship is key. So if a credit union has your savings account, checking account, direct deposit, you've got that relationship established. Yes, that is super important on taking that next step with a loan.
And if you want to find out more about the Credit Union Fest, go to the website creditunionfest.com, and all the information is going to pop up there. It's going to be, this is obviously a Saturday.
Saturday,
September 14th, Lafayette Park from 1 to 5. And Sugar Shaker and Flow Tribe will be among the entertainers, and there's going to be a DJ. And, you know, I can just picture this being a lot of fun and an education for a lot of people. I mean, again, I've learned a lot about credit unions.
Well, we appreciate you having us on so that we could talk about it.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
All right. Shelley Sanders, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Yeah, we're talking about the Saints. We're really focusing on this tropical storm, Francine, heading in this direction. And then we're also talking about the Saints of victory. So a lot going on right now. It's going to rain. We know that. Maybe 4 to 6 inches for the greater New Orleans area. If you are to the west of I-55, more than that, even all the way to the Texas line. I'm Scooter. We'll be back on WWL. Hey, don't get stressed out. I know, just like me, you probably woke up this morning and you thought, what the hell? There's a storm. There's a storm in the Gulf. It's going to hit us. Yeah, that's Tropical Storm Francine, expected to become a hurricane by tomorrow. We're getting updates on the grocery stores. We're getting updates on the gas lines, and if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Big debate tomorrow night. We'll talk a little bit about that, but we're really focusing on the storm. I want to thank Shelley Sanders for stopping by from Credit Union Fest. I really did not know that about credit unions, and I don't know about you, but I saw credit union, and I thought that was a cooperative with a certain industry. But credit unions are open to everybody, and because they're a cooperative, you've got a chance to get a loan with a credit union. You might not be able to get a loan with a bank, but they might be more willing to give you a second chance at a credit union. So, I mean, I did not know that until this afternoon. And I'm sure many of you are learning about this for the first time, too. And also, there's the Credit Union Fest, and we'll be talking more about this. Saturday, September 14th from 1 to 5, Lafayette Park, Sugar Shaker, Flow Tribe performing, a DJ, food trucks, giving away tickets to that big concert in October. We can't mention her name, but she's probably not going to support Donald Trump. But she's a big performer. And also, benefits for members of credit unions. So I don't know. I did not know that just individuals can join a credit union. So maybe switch your banking to a credit union location and do business with them. And then maybe you could get a loan that you couldn't get otherwise. All right, let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Joe in Metairie. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon, Scoot.
You again.
I just got finished looking at TV, John Kirby giving a press briefing at the White House, trying to soften the load that is going to hit it tomorrow at the debate. He was saying that the withdrawal was a great thing. 13 soldiers got killed. She said she was the last person in the room, and she's not going to be able to get out of all of this that she's involved in with Joe Biden. The Gold Star families don't want nothing to do with her. She never even picked the telephone up to call one family because they've been on television talking to blasting her. So that's my comment. And one last comment. Because I know what you got coming. Very unprofessional to call people who support Trump right-wing radicals, and they brainwashed. It's very unprofessional, and you say it every time people hang up. Let me hear what you got to say.
I would tell you this, Joe. Not all Trump supporters are right-wing radicals. I've been very clear on that. If you're not a right-wing radical, don't take it personally. But you call this show every day saying something positive about Trump, like it's your job to call this show and say something about Trump. I would suggest that you might be a right-wing radical. Now, I don't say that of every Republican and every conservative, but people who, I mean, there is a faction within the Republican Party that is right-wing and they're radical. You might be among them.
Yeah, there's a pretty simple formula here. I think not every Trump supporter is a right-wing radical, but every right-wing radical is a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
That's your company, man. Figure it out.
Yeah, so that's the exact point. So we don't call everybody that. And, you know, I'm sure if there were some right-wing talk show host who said something ugly about some liberal, I'm sure you wouldn't think that would be unprofessional. So I got nothing to say, Joe, beyond that. I got to get to a break here. Anyway, Joe's in the habit of calling every day with just some kind of speech. And Joe's not changing anybody's minds. I mean, he represents the typical right-wing radicals within the Republican Party. And, man, if Trump doesn't win, I don't know what people like Joe are going to do. Now, Trump leads now. Trump has taken the lead. But, I mean, it's still a tie. It's like 48-47, or it's 47-46%. Trump has taken a slight lead nationally over Kamala Harris, or as Joe says, Kamala Harris. All right, I'm Scoot. We got to get to a break here. All right, Joe's still focusing on Trump, but you know, right now in this area, most of us are thinking about the weather getting a little stormy. Well, we may see sunshine by the weekend, but we're going to have a little rough weather to get through between now and then, and we're keeping our eye on it. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Manic Monday, and we'll be right back on WWL. You know, right now the presidential race is too close to call, and I think it was CNN, or maybe it was a publication. It was a liberal-leaning publication. And no, I'm sorry. It was a conservative publication that was making a big deal about how Trump leads. Trump has taken the lead. It's like 47-46% or 40. It was a one-point lead. That's not a lead. That's a tie. And so it's just interesting, the bias. Like if it's the left-wing media and Kamala takes a one-point lead. Kamala's leading. There's no way you can say anybody's really leading if it's by 1 point. You can say they're ahead by 1 point, but man, don't give the impression that they've, you know, taken the lead, like they've taken control of the election. Donald Trump is leading, but again, it's by one percentage point, so that is a statistical tie. So right now, Joe and people like Joe have no idea whether Trump's going to win or lose. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back.